Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Karen Camp Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Camp, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website at karencan.com. And if you put your name and email address in, I'll send you the link where you can download the free excerpt of the book and also free access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing classes, online classes, absolutely free. And you can watch those at any time. And please connect with me also on Facebook and Instagram. You'll see a lot of pictures of food on Instagram, so I might make you hungry if you are friends with me on Instagram, but I have a lot of fun with cooking and food these days. So today is the first Monday of the month, and it is the LifeWave Ask the Doctors program today. So every month we do a special program where my colleague Dr. Dennis Loebstein and I go over how to use these what we call phototherapy patches. I kind of call them acupuncture patches because they work through the energy system of the body very similarly to acupuncture, except there's no needles, which is very cool. It uses light, so phototherapy. And we can do a lot of body support of healing when we have our energy channels nice and balanced and the organs associated with those channels nice and balanced. The body basically gets a better chance to heal itself. So I'm really excited about today's topic because it is on the five elements. So if you're not familiar with the five elements, in Chinese medicine, they describe these five major energy areas, that is like the body, mind, spirit, energy centers of the body, and they correspond to actually elements in nature. For example, there is a water element, a wood element, a fire element, an earth element, and a metal element, and one's personality actually is usually a dominant element or a dominant two, sometimes up to three elements. And I found it very interesting when I first started studying acupuncture about these elements and the organs associated with these elements and the symptoms you can get if you have some of these elements out of balance with these meridians. So there's meridians associated with the organs, associated with times of the season, associated with, you know, certain symptoms that you can have. And so I kind of quickly diagnosed myself as having, you know, some certain, some earth and metal issues very early on in life, especially through medical school. And so I was really excited today because we're going to actually teach you how to use the LifeWave acupuncture patches, or also known as phototherapy patches, how to put them on specific acupuncture points to help you balance all those energy centers in your body in the specific protocol. So we call it the five elements patching protocol. And so if you are familiar a little bit with Eastern medicine, this will be really awesome for you because, cool, you can forego the needles and instead be able to do your own so-called, you know, five elements energy balancing with the patches. So I'm really excited to have Dr. Dennis, my esteemed colleague, with me today. Hi, Dr. Dennis.
Cha, Dr. Karen, good to be here with you.
I said
cha because I'm going to introduce the five element rotation in terms of my turtle paradigm, and it's like Finding Nemo. So cha is what the turtle in the Nemo movie used to say.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were referring to tea. The Chinese word for tea is cha.
Oh, yeah, that's true too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So people have questions for Dr. Dennis or myself, and it does not have to relate to the five elements patching protocol we're talking about today. It can relate to anything, questions about patching or other LifeWave products. Just make sure when you ask your question, you don't ask questions about disease names, because LifeWave products do not cure or treat or prevent any disease, but we can certainly help with the symptoms and also support the body's natural healing processes. So if you have a question, you just need to dial in at 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know you have your hand up. And I do see somebody with their hand up, so we're going to go through some of the material first, and then we will unmute whoever has their hand up in, so you can ask your question live. So, Dr. Dennis, so how do we start here?
Well, my sister's been in LifeWave since about the time they started, about 2005, but she got interested because she heard my talking about five element paradigm and the turtle map that I'm going to share with everybody today. And that's what convinced her that the patches would be powerful. And way back in 2005, there was only the energy enhancer patch, but she could see that it was related to fire. And so later when she convinced me after I got done with Asian Medical School to come in to LifeWave, I saw a pattern where I could fit the characteristics of the patches and their properties into the five element paradigm. And I asked David if he designed them that way, and he said, no, just serendipity.
Wow.
And Dr. Steve, by the way, said that there was one of his old girlfriends was named Serendipity when he was in school, but that's another story.
Well, that's too funny.
I digress too much. So, so there's an interesting history behind this five element paradigm and how I place the patches in it. So, I'm going to help everybody draw a map. So if you all have access to a piece of paper, grab a piece of paper and I'll help you draw the turtle. And by the time we're done today, you'll have a map for following the yin-yang pair of patch placements in the five element protocol.
Great. Okay.
So, assuming everybody has a piece of paper, and I'm gonna use a blank sheet here and just create it from scratch so I can follow along see what I covered. So when you look at the turtle from the back, you see its head and its four legs. So draw a circle at the top of the paper for the head, and you want to leave room for four more circles for the feet coming out of the shell. So the shell is like the oval in the circle of the five element paradigm. And we just drew the head. So the head at the top is going to be the fire element. So you can label the circle fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go around the circle with the legs and draw them in. So if we go to your right on the paper, we're going clockwise, drawing another circle. That's the upper right leg, and that's Earth. So you can label that Earth. And then just below that, draw another circle, which is the lower right leg, and that is metal. And then going around clockwise, up a little bit, draw another circle. That's the turtle's lower left leg. And that is water, so you can label that one water. And then last but not least, we have the upper left leg of the turtle. And guess which that one is, everybody? That's right. As Dr. Karen mentioned earlier, that's wood. Because if you go around the circle, it doesn't matter really where you start. Wood follows water. Fire follows wood. Earth follows fire. And metal follows earth. And water fire follows metal. So in that clockwise circle, draw the circle through all the smaller circles so you have one big circle outlining the turtle shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you just did was divide the yin on the inside of the circle. So draw yin, yin, on the inside. And on the outside of the circle, you can write yang. Yang is always on the outer shell. Yin is always on the inside core.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have yin-yang pairs, we're going to have the yin patches labeled on the inside of the circle and the yang patches on the outside. Okay, so the patches that I put in fire, I classify them in fire. And when I teach people the characteristics of the patches, I always use this paradigm because it fits so nicely with how the patches work. So the patches I classify in the fire element are, and you all probably guessed it, energy enhancer. Because energy enhancer is like fire, gives you more energy, increases metabolic rate, that heats up your fire. And then in earth, I classify the SP6 patches in earth. And
yep.
probably we'll put the new so-called weight control patch, whatever that's going to be called, that David is hinting about coming out with soon in Earth, along with the SP6 patch.
Mm-hmm.
Because Earth is the nurturer, the mother, and in the old Yellow River map, all the other energies had to cross through the Earth first to get to another element or energy, or in five-element paradigm, they're called officials. So officials of the earth are nurturing, like the spleen and the stomach. And they help with caloric balance. And that's involved with curbing craving and addiction, in the sense that you feel satisfied when you have enough on board and you don't feel satisfied, or you have a craving or an addiction if you're not satisfied. So all those are earth properties.
Ah, okay.
Okay, then metal is the child of earth. And as we go along this paradigm in a clockwise direction, the child follows the mother. So earth is the mother of metal. Fire's the mother of earth. And metal's the mother of water. And water's the mother of wood. And the wood's the mother of fire. And so fire is a child of wood. Now that makes sense. When you're burning wood, what comes out of it? The child of the burning wood is a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back down to metal. All of these are bipolar constructs. And when we're looking at metal, the bipolar construct there is pain versus serenity. So metal's related to serenity and spirituality and peacefulness. And Dr. Karen alluded to the major characteristics of each element. And in five-element medicine, that's called a CF, or a constitutional factor. And I happen to be the constitutional factor of metal.
So is that your main one, or do you have other ones too that you?
That's my main one.
Ah, okay.
And I probably got a little earth in me too, and mostly metal, earth and metal, mostly metal. And you said you were earth and metal as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have definitely some wood properties, but my personality is very metal. I think the earth problems that I've had is just working too hard. But definitely my personality is very metal. Like, you and I are both, so for people out there who don't know, you know, what metal personalities are like, one of the things that makes us, I suppose, different from the others, is that truth and justice are very important to us metals. So we don't like people that lie. We don't like cheating, manipulating, you know, that kind of thing. We're really into truth and service, and that is some of the best metal qualities. Anyway, that's what I remember anyway from school.
What's driving us to these webinars or these calls.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Because it's important to us that the truth get out and giving and that kind of thing. So it's cool. I mean, I never really had too much of the downside of metal, like the sadness and grief kind of things. My brother had, you know, the asthma and things like that. And I did have some allergies, but I never really was very sad or, you know, grumpy, maybe my mom would say, but not... Not that. I was more the spleen as far as the worry, you know. I did a lot of worrying when I was younger,
right.
and probably overdoing as far as caring for others before I care for myself, and getting depleted that way because I was worrying too much about other people. So anyway, so that's kind of some of the personalities.
Yeah, and all of these are associated with emotional characteristics too, as you alluded to. The earth is associated with worry, and if you are a student and you worry about your exams a lot and you're busy studying, worrying about your grades, you're going to probably develop some kind of spleen chi deficiency from the worry, and that's an earth characteristic.
Yeah, well, even just over studying, I found that when I was in school, I'd bruise so easily, and that's part of the spleen energy. You mentioned other shows, you know, not containing the blood in the vessels. I would just bruise spontaneously. My ex-husband used to complain that people were going to think he beat me up or something because I just suddenly have bruises all over the place. And nowadays, it's because I'm gua sha-ing myself or cupping, but before, it would just happen spontaneously because I was studying so hard, like in medical school, I mean, up late and just, you know, not enough sleep and just trying to digest all this information that I was, you know, had to learn. So that really depleted my spleen juice. So I know I don't do that anymore. I don't bruise suddenly anymore. But I know if I start doing that, then that means I'm overdoing and I need to cut back.
Yep. Yeah, and once that's a good illustration of how once one recognizes these patterns, it's easy to rebalance energy. So if you know that your blood is reckless and coming out of the vessels, for example, you know there's some kind of spleen chi deficiency going on, and you can rebalance your earth energy and remedy that.
Mhm. Yeah, exactly. Now, did you say which patch was the metal patch?
Not yet. I believe, and these attributes of how I classify the patches and the elements, that's my doing. That's not LifeWave. That's my thing. I classify Ice Wave in metal because of the pain versus serenity. So, that also implies that characteristic, the metal characteristic, is fundamental to creating blockages. And when you clear those blockages, like with the Ice Wave patches, you get the chi to flow freely, clear the pain, because in Chinese medicine, pain is caused by the blockage to the flow of chi. And then you get more peace and serenity.
Okay.
Pretty
gotcha.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. Never thought of it that way. As far as, you know, classifying the patches and the different five elements. Okay, I'll buy that.
Okay. And now, since we're on metal, I'm going to illustrate how metal is a grandmother of wood. So if you draw an arrow from metal over to wood, you get a regulatory or quote-unquote control effect. That's because the grandmother regulates or controls or cuts back on the expression of the grandchild. So metal can cut into wood, just like the Tin Man cutting into the trees with his axe.
Right, right, exactly. Yep.
So I've got, among other, a lot of other people that I know, one of my Lifeway distributors is very, very wood. And she was asking me years ago, what can I do to calm down my wood? And she, wood is spring, young rising, busting through things. Any kind of thing you encounter, you got to, you know, use a lot of energy to burst through it. That's wood characteristic. And people that are wood shout a lot to bust through things, and they don't want anything to interfere with them, get in their way. So she wanted to know how she can taper her wood. So I said, well, what are you doing for spiritual practice? Oh, I've cut back on that. I don't have time for it anymore. So, well, if you get back into your meditation and do more of your spiritual work, you'll enhance your metal, and that'll calm down your wood and make your wood a more normal expression or a more healthy expression.
Right. So the right. Yeah, because it controls wood. The metal controls wood. Yeah, people can draw arrows in the shape of a star inside this turtle to show which element controls the other element.
Right. So you can do the same thing between wood and earth. And then you have a representation of how the wood grandmother regulates the earth child. And when the wood gets too overly abundant, like with liver qi stagnation, it's too much wood, it can attack the spleen, which is in the earth. And then the spleen doesn't hold the blood in the vessels, to be an extreme example. And when that happens in the brain, you get a stroke. If it happens in the heart, you get a heart attack. And so there are a number of petrochemical pharmaceuticals that will increase liver qi stagnation, like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and statins. Those all increase liver qi stagnation. And that will cause wood to attack earth, and that will increase the risk of having reckless blood, as I just described.
Okay.
And another property of the earth is to, like especially the spleen, is to prevent prolapse. So you get, with weak spleen qi or spleen qi deficiency, you get a prolapse of organs. And an example of that would be hemorrhoids, like the blood vessels around the anal sphincter will get lax, and that creates hemorrhoids.
How about women that have to pee all the time because their bladders prolapse? Is that part of spleen as well?
Right. That's both spleen and earth and water. It's an earth and water thing together.
Same thing with varicose veins and swelling in the legs and bags under the eyes.
Exactly. So if you understand all these basic properties, you see how to deal with it. Perfect.
Mm.
So you can, like you just said a minute ago, you can draw arrows from the grandmother to the grandchild in all cases, and you can see which element regulates what element, like fire regulating metal and earth regulating water. Like, what does a lake look like? A lake is water being held by earth. Okay,
right,
so...
Right. Somebody wants to know what's the patch for wood. What's the wood patch?
Well,
the one that you think is. You'll get into that?
We'll get into those. Let me finish a circle here first, though.
Okay.
So I'll get into the specific patches in a minute. So we were on metal, so going further around the main circle outlining the turtle shell, Next, we have the child of metal, which is water. And the properties of water are calmness and nighttime and extreme sedation, like the opposite of fire, coolness, winter. Okay, so middle of winter is like the epitome of water, and the middle of summer is the epitome of fire. And then we have spring, which is yang rising, and that brings us into the child of the water, which is wood. And that makes sense naturally, too, because wood can't grow without water.
Right.
Right.
And you can't have fire burning without a fuel source, mostly wood. Okay, so we want to apply this map now to the patching. So in the middle of the circle where you wrote yin, write tan, or electronegative patch. And on the outside of the circle where you wrote yang, write white, or electropositive patch. So these yin-yang pairs that we're going to construct mostly involve the energy enhancer patches, because we have an electronegative in the tan patch and electropositive in the white patch of that set. Same thing with the ice wave patches. But we can also create yin-yang pairs with other sets of electronegative yin and electropositive yang patches, such as the SP6 patch, which we can use as a yin patch, and the eon patch, which we can use as a yang patch. The eon patch is probably our most extreme yang patch. We can also use the other YH patches as yang. So we could pair, say, a glutathione patch, which is electropositive, or yang on the outside, with the SP6 patch on the inside, which is electronegative or yin, or with a tan energy enhancer or a tan ice wave patch. Okay, cool. So let's go to the top where we have fire and draw a vertical line right down the center of the fire circle, because fire actually has two pairs of officials in it. And we're going to get back to those last. But first, I want to start with Earth. So now, if we're looking at Earth, you see that we have the main turtle shell line going through the Earth. The inside is the yin, and the earth official that is yin is a spleen. So I draw in spleen on the inside of the circle. And also on the inside of the leg circle, but the outside of the shell circle, I put in stomach. So before we get to specific points, let's put in the organs or the officials. So they called officials and not organs because they're not organs in the Western sense. They're energy centers, and they include the meridians and the flow and characteristics of the energy of that official. So when we're talking about the spleen, we're not just talking about the organ spleen. We're talking about all the energy of the spleen channel and the characteristics of what it, you know, like we alluded to before with worry and keeping blood in the vessels and so on. Okay, so we go down to metal. On the inside yin, we have lung. And on the outside, we have large intestine. So lung and large intestine are a yin-yang pair in metal. And on the mother of metal, if we looked at Earth, the spleen and the stomach would be a yin yang pair on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we go to water. On the yin side, we have kidney. That's the main source of energy, the battery, that gives all the other officials energy or chi. And the yang of water is the bladder, the urinary bladder. Okay, going up to wood. The yin of wood is liver. So we write an LV for liver on the inside. And on the outside of the turtle shell line, but inside the circle of the leg, we have gallbladder, GB. So gallbladder is the yang phase, the yang official of wood. All right, now we get to the big guy, fire. Fire is a commander, not the controller, the commander of the other organs or the other officials. And fire has protectors. The main center of the fire, most people are familiar with, that's the heart. So the yin official of the fire on the inside of the turtle shell, but still inside the circle of the head, put in an H for heart. And on the outside of the turtle shell, we have the yang pair for heart, and that's small intestine. So heart and small intestine are a yin-yang pair in fire. And last but not least, we have our pericardium, which is the yin, and our sound jiao or triple burner, which is the yang. So pericardium and sound jiao are yin-yang pair in fire. So the heart in fire actually has three heart protectors. And the heart's protected first by the small intestine, which is like the castle wall with the emperor inside. The emperor's the heart, and we have the wall of the castle, the small intestine. Then we have the drawbridge, which is the pericardium. That's the inner frontier gate. And then we have the outermost protector for the heart, and that would be similar to like the moat around the castle, and that's a sanjiao or triple burner channel. And in fact, the triple burner of the sanjiao acts like a moat, like water channel, carrying energy from kidney to the other source points for all the other organs or channels. Okay, so that's the view we have now. We've got a map of our yin-yang pairs with all the officials in them. So, Dr. Dennis, I just wanted
to make sure. So the heart is the only one that has two sets of yin-yang pairs, and the other ones just have a single.
No, the fire is the only one with two.
Sorry, that's
the heart,
I meant fire.
The heart's official. The heart is official in the fire, but the heart's being protected by the other fire elements.
Okay. Because I think isn't in Ayurvedic, they have like six or something. Like, I don't know too much about Ayurvedic medicine, but don't they have like six elements or six six things?
Yeah,
maybe that's.
I don't know enough about Ayurvedic at the moment that I remember where I could answer that.
Hmm.
So I can't say right now. I'd like to study more Ayurvedic, and that's one of my goals in the future. But I'm more of an expert on the Chinese medicine, not so much the Ayurvedic. But they all work together, and you can see a lot of similarities. And I'm also a Western medical physiologist and exercise physiologist, so I can see all the relationships between these paradigms we talked about in the five elements and Chinese medicine with Western physiology. For example, in the fire, when you use the energy enhancer patches, you get a shift in the autonomic nervous system to be more relaxed from sympathetic to parasympathetic. So even though it gives you more energy, which is the kind of energy that's relaxed and the absence of fatigue all day, but you're not wired with the energy enhancer patches. So very interesting parallels with Western physiology. And I'm sure some people that are adept in Ayurveda can see parallels there, but I'm not there with my background yet with Ayurveda.
Okay, well, thanks.
Sure. Okay, so I like to start on Earth because, as I alluded to earlier, the Earth in the old Yellow River map was the center energy where all the other energies went through it before going to the other. And then the Earth was moved from the center to one of the legs in the turtle that we have now. So if we look at the yin-yang pair in Earth, we have spleen and stomach. And the two main points that we focus on usually with the life wave patches when we're dealing with the yin-yang pair in Earth is spleen 6 and stomach 36. So I'm sure most people in LifeWave have heard of spleen 6 and stomach 36 before, but most of you probably were not aware of how it fit into this map or paradigm or why they were related like that. So now you have the connection of how they're related. Also, in Chinese medicine, 80% of the medicine is actually the energetics of the herbs or herbology. And using the yin-yang pair of spleen and stomach, like left spleen 6 and right stomach 36 with the tan patch on left spleen 6 and the white patch on right stomach 36, that yin-yang pair, spleen 6 and stomach 36, is a parallel energy to using ginseng, renshen or ginseng. Yeah, so ginseng or renshen, which is the Chinese name for ginseng, is an adaptogen. So it balances energy, the Earth's energy. And if it's too low, it will bring it up. If it's too high, it'll bring it down to a healthy level. That's what adaptogens do. So ginseng is an adaptogen. So
are you talking about Chinese ginseng or American ginseng or the Korean ginseng?
Both, actually. American ginseng has a property of cooling, whereas Chinese ginseng is more heating.
Warming.
Yeah, heat forming, but they both bring up or balance energy levels if it's low, down if it's high. Okay, so that's cool. We have our first yin yang pair, spleen 6 and stomach 36. Now, I didn't cover the reason for why we use yin yang pairs, and that is for balancing the energy of the meridian. And we use a five element rotation as a tune up. It's like doing a tune-up of maintenance to keep the body healthy. So if we're rotating among all the five elements every week, like one day we do earth, the next day we do metal, the next day we do water, and so on, we're getting a nice tune-up or energetic balance in all the meridians. And actually, LifeWave studies, if one recalls from looking in the science part of the LifeWave back office where there's research posted, you can see that using the patches actually rebalances the meridians and brings up a lot of low energy and brings down a lot of high energy to make a healthy level of energy. Okay, so we go from Earth mother to metal child. So let's look at the yin yang pair in metal. That's lung and large intestine. Now, lung, you can use a source point, which is lung 9. And large intestine commonly is large intestine 4. Now, you're not stuck with those points. You can use lung 1, for example, which is on the shoulder, front of the body. Or you can use large intestine 11 instead of large intestine 4 if you don't want to put the patch on your hand, because when you use your hands a lot, they tend to come off easily.
Right, right.
So you can substitute like lung 1 and large intestine 11 or lung 1 and large intestine 4 to make a yin-yang pair in the metal. Okay, moving on to water. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that for folks, there's actually, I will be reposting on our Patch Training Team Facebook page some of the photos of some of these points, like, for example, the large intestine 4. I've actually got lung 7 on there because lung 9 was, you know, kind of cutting into my thumb, so I was using one that was a little higher up on the arm, but those I can repost to the, if you could like the my Facebook page, the Patch Training Team page, we're going to be posting those, so 5 days in a row, so check those out, and you can, you know, share those or download the photos for yourself from the page.
Well, that's a really good point. Lung 7 is very commonly used for the lungs, for the yin lung. And I sometimes use lung 8 because lung 8 dredges toxins out of the lung channel.
Right, yeah. Actually, this might be more lung 8 looking at my pic. I took this weeks ago, but now looking at it, it does kind of look more like, I don't know what I wrote on here, whether it's lung 8 or 7, but it looks almost like more like lung 8 that I did.
And also as an aside, if you rotate around from the volar aspect of the arm or the inside of the arm around to the extreme radial aspect on the side of the arm in the same level of proximal or distal, then you get the Qian Wei or the stop addiction point. So the stop addiction point is actually associated with the energy of lung 8 for detoxing and clearing toxins out of the lung channel.
Yeah, very cool.
So when I talk about clearing toxins, I'm not just talking about physical, chemical poisons. I'm also talking about energetic and spiritual toxins.
Cool.
So all of these points can be used for all three levels. Physical or Jing essence, energetic or Qi, and spiritual or Shen. And there's Shen associated with all of these acupuncture points in the form of torsion fields or frequencies that create torsion fields around each point. So that's what we're playing with when we patch a point, is the frequency set and the torsion field associated with each acupuncture point.
Cool. Now we've got only less than 20 minutes left. We got to get through these other elements, Dr. Dennis.
Okay, all right, so let's go to water. Water is kidney 3 and bladder 60. And by the way, if you all haven't heard yet, I'm sure most people listening have, but if you want a really neat website for locating points, go to yinyanghouse.com and go to the points index and find the channel, hover your mouse over the point. And you will get a detailed description of where that point's located.
Great. Yeah, that's a great resource. And by the way, you know, if you have a smartphone, you probably have a free acupuncture app that you can download too.
I have Deadman on mine. Deadman.
Deadman. Oh.
My
that
app.
That sounds official. Yeah, is there one for like lay people?
Yeah. I don't know if I still have it on my phone.
Okay, well, we can move on. I just wanted to let people know
okay.
they can search for it.
Yeah, you can search for it. The guy that invented the device that Roy Sergino uses a lot, this device for measuring channels. I forget the name of it because I don't use it. I detect with my own senses and energy what the channels are doing and how the energy is balanced. But lots of people that don't have the background in acupuncture and understanding how the energy is balanced like to use machines. So Larson, that's his name, the guy that invented this machine, Larson, also came up with an app that's more for lay people, for acupuncture points.
Okay,
so moving on, water to wood. So now we have liver and gallbladder, so yin-yang pair in wood. So the typical point for dispersing liver qi stagnation, the most common one we use in LifeWave, is liver 3. And gallbladder can be gallbladder 41, which is the master point of the belt channel or the dymi channel. And the reason for using gallbladder 41 is that the belt channel intersects all the other vertical channels. The belt channel is horizontal, and it's a way to access all the channels going up and down.
Oh, yeah.
You can also use gallbladder 40, which is a source point for gallbladder. So liver
That's
3,
what I have
gallbladder
on today.
40. Huh. Mm-hmm. Now, the gallbladder 40 is also a good one for restoring good judgment. So that's often really sore and has a stagnation or blockage in it. In gallbladder 40, if you have poor judgment or if you have timidity or if you need help with your pushing forward. Okay, going on to fire. Let's see, for fire, usually heart 7, which is a source point, is a good one for the yin, and small intestine 4 for the yang. So we have heart 7, small intestine 4 for a yin-yang pair in fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we have pericardium 6 and sanjiao 5 for the yin-yang pair in the fire heart protectors. So pericardium is also called circulation sex because that particular channel is associated with circulating hormones around and was noted to increase gonadotropins and increase potency, sexuality. And
very cool.
Okay, so we've listed all the major yin-yang pairs with the points, and now you have a map.
Dr. Dennis, do you ever use, besides kidney 3 and bladder 60, do you use anything else?
Oh, yeah. Kidney 6 and bladder 62 are very common.
Okay.
And I often use those when I want to access the yin chao mai and the yang chao mai. Those are extra channels. Kidney 6 is the master point for the yin chao mai. And when I say yin chao mai, I mean that it creates restfulness or peace. And the yang chao mai creates arousal or stimulation. So if you use kidney 6 and bladder 62, you're balancing rest or peacefulness versus arousal or stimulation.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
normally you'd put the white patch on the right and the tan patch on the left. But if people have trouble sleeping and the silent nights patch isn't working for them anymore, I tell them to reverse the polarity of kidney 6 and bladder 62, and that almost always works. So they'd put the white patch on left kidney 6 and the tan patch on right, ladder 62, and they get a reverse polarity yin-yang pair, so that the restfulness is tonified with the right patch, and the arousal is sedated with the tan patch. Okay,
Sounds good.
Else do we need to do?
So the best place for people to find these points is online. Sometimes you can even just search image colon and then put in acupuncture point large intestine 4 or acupuncture point spleen 6, and you'll actually see the picture of it. So it's a lot easier than us trying to explain on radio exactly, you know, where these points are, because it's, you know, you really just need a picture. And what you need to know, too, is that you don't need to be exact on the point. I think your intention plus being very close to the point is enough, because the patches have a greater field of effect than just where the patches are. So some people worry about it, but think about how tiny an acupuncture needle is. Do you really think the acupuncturist is hitting that tiny little acupuncture point, like exactly with that needle? No, the acupuncture point is bigger than the needle, and a lot of times it's the intention and energy coming from the practitioner that really supercharges what happens to the body. So you just use your intention to say, hey, I'm patching, you know, whatever it is, large intestine 11 right now and spleen 6, and you don't have to be precise. You just have to be close, you know, to that area to get the effects of those patches. So on that note, Dr. Dennis, maybe you can explain to people how often they should be doing this and when, like once a year, every season, for how many weeks, how many days of the week, that sort of thing.
Well, I advocate staying tuned up all the time. I use a five-element rotation almost every day of the week, like at least 5 days a week with 2 days off. So that follows a Fibonacci pattern with 5 days on, 2 days off, and that's why we have a work week of 5 days with a two-day weekend. So that gives it a rest, and you don't want to keep the patches on the same point more than 2 or 3 days anyway, because the point will habituate or get used to the signal and won't respond as well. So that's another reason to use a rotation. One reason is so you're getting it different elemental energies, different days of the week as you rotate around, but you also avoid getting one point used to the signal.
Okay, great.
And also how you decide whether to use heart 7 and small intestine 4 or pericardium 6 and triple burner 5 is whether you're dealing with a mechanical problem. Like if you're dealing with a heart malfunction or some kind of physical thing, usually use heart 7, small intestine 4. If you're dealing with psychological paradigm, usually use pericardium, the heart protectors, pericardium and triple burner.
Okay.
And if you do a 5 day rotation, you can alternate. 1 week you do heart 7, small intestine 5. The next week you do pericardium 6 or and Sanjiao 5.
Gotcha. Okay. So cool.
That's now, as opposed to having 6 days on and 1 day off. It's better to have 5 days on and 2 days off. Go ahead. You had another question.
Oh, no. I was just going to mention to people, when you see the little pictures of the wood element that I'm going to put up on the Facebook page, you'll see there's two white patches. And the reason is, for that particular day, I decided to use SP6 patch, which is a white patch on the left side, and the Eon on the right. And that's why it's colored white. And if you wonder why there's not a tan, that's why.
So then if you use the yin-yang pair of liver 3 and gallbladder 41, you would be putting the SP6 on left liver 3.
Right. Yep, that's what I have.
Cool.
On the picture.
Now, some people might be wondering when you would use Eon or the SP6 yin and the Eon yang, yin-yang set, instead of energy enhancer ice wave. And I do those when I want to introduce frequencies of balancing hormones. for example, if you're dealing with a woman that has PMS and you want to balance hormones, then the SP6 and the Eon patches are usually the best ones. So then in that case, I would use the SP6 patch on left spleen 6, and you can use the Eon patch on the right stomach 36 if you wanted the earth pair. But sometimes when you're dealing with that particular syndrome, it's better to use the Eon patch on triple burner 17 behind the ear, because that's a really strong place to access hormone balance.
Okay. We have a question here, Dr. Dennis.
Yes.
So let me unmute Anna. Hang on. Hi, Anna.
Question here, Dr. Dennis. Let me unmute Anna. Hang on. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
I guess
Anna.
I can hear myself in the background, Anna. You might want to turn that volume down.
Mute. I got it. Okay, I mute it. So I was just wondering how you would relate the Alavita patch to the turtle map.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm still finagling with that, but where did I put it? It has properties of clearing the pineal and regulating all of the releasing factors from the hypothalamic hormones, and working at that level, and in that case, I would put it with pericardium or with Sanjiao or with fire. But it's got a lot of protective properties like wood, and so it could be wood too because of that. But I haven't really decided yet exactly where to put it.
I'm finding that when I put it on the crown of my head, I'm trying to remember what that point is. It's a governor point, I believe.
Yeah, GV20, the top of the Tai Chi pole.
Yes. I found the first time I put it there, it was like having an egg melt over my head of calmness and just peace and happiness. It was great. So,
nice.
I was wondering maybe sometime, I've been learning a little bit about the hypothalamic axis, and you were mentioning a little bit of that just now.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about and how that would relate to Dr. Kan's brain balancing and how to, I feel like that's a lot of maybe what's happening personally with me is that my body is responding and also I'm being sent along the right pathways or perhaps the wrong signals. And so my responses are getting, you know, confused, and I'm just misfiring is my sense. And so I'd like to figure out how to solve that.
Dr. Karen's brain protocol with the Eon patch is excellent for starters, for rebalancing neurological blockages and clearing the brain. So that's a really good approach for starters. And sometimes when I have people do that, I have the SP6 patch on the foot, like on a kidney point or a spleen 6 on the left, just to anchor the energy. So it's not all in the head, but it flows down.
Yes, that would be great. Okay, thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah, I find that when I do yoga, sometimes I'll put the energy enhancers on my lung points, like for enhanced focus and balance, and that helps me a lot. But what I realized was maybe bringing that much energy up high so often wasn't, so that maybe I could use that same technique by putting an SP6 on a kidney or spleen point to help anchor me. Is that, would you recommend that?
Yes, I recommend that, especially long term. You don't want to draw too much yangqi up to the head because especially when you do qigong and you get too much qi in your head, then that can make you crazy or quote-unquote psychotic. or neurotic. So you want to anchor the qi down, like clear it. So after doing qigong, or if you're using too many patches that raise yang to the head, you want to anchor them below in the feet to pull the qi down.
Okay. And do you always use yin patches when you're anchoring, or do you also use yang, like eon on the foot or something?
I usually use yin, like a tan ice wave, to be the most powerful for pulling the qi down. Like if you got too much heat, stomach 44 is a good one. And stomach 44 or stomach and large intestine are both channels that come from the head. So if you're trying to clear too much yang qi, too much fire, heat from the head really quickly, then stomach 44 and large intestine 11 are good points for doing that.
That's really, really helpful, because I do have a tendency to have a lot of heat, and we're just coming down from 116 this weekend in the Palm Springs area. I live in Palm Desert. So it was it exacerbated the problem a bit, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Anna. So Dr. Dennis, our time is up, and again, thank you so much for your wisdom and giving us a detailed understanding. I know it sometimes it can be a little intimidating for people that are new, you know, to patching, but you know, these are more advanced things that we share on the show. We do encourage people that are just starting out just to go to the pamphlets and to play around with some of the points on the brochure and pamphlets. You get kind of used to those and how you feel, and then afterwards you can embark on something more exciting and using this five-element protocol. And like Dr. Dennis said, you can use it Monday through Friday, either all the time to support your whole body, or I tend to recommend like 3 to 5, up to 6 week stints of it if people want to use other, patching protocols for other reasons and don't necessarily want to stick to these ones. And I think the change of season is a really good time to do it as well. Anna asked for me to post a picture of the turtle, so I will find one on the web that we can share that's going to cover some of the, at least the elements, so people can see what the elements are, and then you can fill that in with the points that Dr. Dennis and I spoke about. So, Dr. Dennis, thank you again for your time, and this was awesome.
My pleasure, Dr. Karen. Always fun discussing what we're doing with you. So, got to run.
All right, cool. So you can check us, both of us are on Facebook, and go to patchtrainingteam.com and click the like button on our Facebook page. I do have a group, but that's actually a private group just for my folks. But you can go to the page where I've posted the photos of 3 out of the 5. I have to still take pictures for the other elements, and I'll be posting those in the next couple of days. And also I'll post the image for the 5-element turtle that you can kind of see as well. So great. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.